Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, just finishing a little bit on our last topic, Jason DeRush is the person to ask, because every time I go to Twitter or Instagram, he's at another hoity-toity sports event. Tuesday he's at the X, Wednesday he's at Target Center. Where will you be tonight?
Tonight I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we're on a MEA break doing a little,
yes, you are.
Little campus, kind of campus tour stuff.
Are you headed back to the alma mater?
Well, we didn't put the pressure on, but yes, we are on the way to Marquette. One of three colleges we'll be visiting with Seth over the coming days. Just kind of casual, get a start on this. That's a junior, so there's time, but you know, got to get looking.
Here's what I heard from the Maple Grove. I illegally go on your Maple Grove Facebook site for your neighborhood. You told Seth either Marquette or move out tomorrow. Is that correct?
It is a weird thing when both of your parents, so Alyssa and I have talked about this. Seth is here in the back seat, so this is the first Seth is hearing of this, but we were talking about it yesterday. And what is the move if you're the kid where both mom and dad went to the same college? Like, do you purposely reject it?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I need to follow my own path. I don't know. Like, what is the psychology there? I think to a certain degree, like, if you're my kid, like, getting out of Minnesota is probably nice. So people aren't like, hey, your dad's on the news, or, you know, so I think that'll be good. But kind of interesting. I'm sure, you know, you've grown up hearing about Marquette. We've gone to basketball games and that sort of thing. So maybe you're intrigued, or maybe you want to reject it. I don't know. Either way, well, fine. We really, you know, you have to make your own choices, right? That's what college is all about.
Yeah, that's 100%. I have no doubt you and Alyssa will give them the freedom to do it. It's both, right? Because some are absolutely drawn to it. They've heard about it. They find it intriguing. And some parents aren't as open-minded as you. Some parents, there's a fair amount of pressure. And some kids hear that and are like, oh, God. Anywhere but Marquette. I would say this about Marquette, too, just for distance. It's kind of a sweet spot, right, where it's not so close that you have a Thursday off and you're just going to drive there. But it's also not that far away. So if Seth has like 3-4 days off and wants to come back, probably especially early in college, it's a lot easier to do that than – and by the way, does Seth have – Arizona State University, Tempe, Arizona, on his list? If not, he needs to come over to the house so I can talk to him for a minute.
Well, I will say Alyssa's sister went to Arizona State, and you.
Thank you.
And Arizona State is on the list. Arizona
Excellent.
State is on the list. Seth is interested.
That's the fallback so in case he flunks out.
The fallback. Everybody needs Excellent. A safety school, and that's what Arizona wow. State is there for. No, I think
Walter.
It's actually quite difficult to get into Arizona State. I mean, a lot of these schools that when we went to these colleges, it was like, oh, they would take, you know, not that we were idiots, but they would take anyone. And now, like, it's just tougher to get into a lot of these schools.
The bottom feeder who went to like 17 schools himself is taking a cheap shot at Walter Cronkite. Is the Walter yeah. Cronkite School of Journalism and
right.
the bottom feeder decided to take a shot at my school. Do you want to attack Walter Cronkite on a radio station that has the CBS News at the top of the hour? Is that what you're doing, Carter?
No, when Walter was there, standards were much, much higher than they were in the mid-80s.
He did not attend there. It was
Oh, so they ripped off his name. So they ripped off his name to try to say there's something they're not. That's what it says to me. You know
no,
what?
No. Mid-90s, Walter was looking at a place that he wanted his legacy to be a part of, and he came out.
A pity donation, in other words.
Right there.
I'm sorry that Arizona State. I'll give this money to Arizona State. That was either Richard Nixon or Walter Cronkite.
I was going to say. I was trying to.
Both very that. Timely, by the way.
Exactly. Exactly. What
Rich
else are you going to do?
They're doing some terrific impersonations. Very nice.
Yeah.
Rich Little.
What else?
Another current reference.
What else is on the agenda for Milwaukee?
So today, Milwaukee, we're just about to have some lunch, do the tour, and then tomorrow down to Chicago for Northwestern and the University of Chicago. So that's kind of our.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah. Seth's smarter than mom and dad. So the list of schools is pretty quality.
Has Seth ever heard the impression of his grandma Gladys? Gladys?
She sounds a lot like Richard Nixon.
Come on, Gladys. Come on back.
We are going to visit Gladys. You know, Seth misses grandma, so for sure we'll go see Grandma Gladys.
How about Heather Rule yesterday, or not yesterday, but a couple days ago on Twitter, when... Did she bring it up, or did somebody else bring it up that when we were at Louis Finer Meats, and we were engaged in just utter nonsense, and one of us said, "Gosh, it'd be nice if that video was out there." And all of a sudden, Heather provided the video of Adam almost spiking a dog in the parking lot on a 110 degree day.
Truly impressive, you know, people who have. You know, I barely have any video saved of any of the things I've done over the last 18 years at CCO. But you can count on somebody out there who's got like, oh, I think I have that on in my VHS collection in the garage. It's amazing.
I think you also nailed it in that conversation when we looked back on the noon hits. The bosses never got the bit. I don't think the bosses really... I don't think they ever really, you know, I think they wanted a little less of Walter Cronkite's impressions and maybe Bobo the Bear. Okay. Did you think about flying because of MEA? Like the whole world apparently is headed out to MSP. Be the first time the airport has been busy long time. If it wasn't to these locations, would you have had any hesitation flying right now with the whole family?
You know, I mean, this weekend is not my favorite weekend to fly because it's sort of, I mean, in no disrespect, but it's a little bit of amateur hour out at the airport where it's a lot of people who don't fly that often, maybe. And, you know, it's just not my favorite time. I have no hesitation for COVID or anything like that. We've flown. So, you know, I would fly MEA. It is such a, you know, in this country, we may get rid of every holiday on the calendar, and MEA will never go away.
That is correct.
It's so difficult to explain to other people. They're like, and yes, why do you have this weekend off? Well, it's MEA. Like, what? Like, yeah, it's like, it used to be a teacher's conference, and now it's like one day. They're like, and the whole state gets 2 days off? You're like, well, yes.
Well, and a lot of districts are expanding it, too. I mean, we have three out here in Plymouth. And here's another tradition to it. 7 out of 10 Minnesotans will grumble and be angry about the teachers having this time off already.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, you know, I think that was, I don't know how many times over my career we've done the, well, the teachers aren't really even going to the thing. And it's like, well, I don't know. I do think, like, in theory, there is, it's a really good idea a month in to take a break and, like, kind of do some best practices and talk about, you know, as a teacher, you think, like, when you're fresh in the classroom, to have that opportunity to have some in-service and learning, that it does sort of make sense. But also, if people need to take a break and take a couple days off, take a couple days off. Nobody, well, I shouldn't say no one gives me a hard time when I take a couple days off, but the rest of us can take our time off sort of as we want. You know, why can't we have this for teachers? It's fine.
Last thing, will Seth be driving at any point during this trip?
Ooh, I do. Seth may be driving. I think it's good for, like, new drivers to get a little experience in a different city, you know, like the signs are sometimes different. So if Seth wants to drive, maybe Seth is saying yes. So Seth brought the license, so we're all legal.
Beautiful. Enjoy
your
time. I
just got to Marquette. My freshman year dorm has been knocked down. You're like, what is happening? But it turns out I graduated literally 25 years ago. So I don't know. What do I know about this campus now?
Did you bring the Emmy to show off to campus? That would be so good if you did.
I mean, I bring the Emmy everywhere. I just, like, when we go to dinner, I put it down as the centerpiece. Fine.
That'd be great. All right, have fun. Travel safe. We'll talk
next week.
Jason DeRush and the family on their way to Milwaukee. A preview of next hour. And also a reminder to follow us on Twitter at ACA30, at Dan Cook WCSO, at DeRusha J, and at Chad Hartman Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.